Allegedly belligerent homeless man dies on NYC subway after being placed in chokehold. By Elaine Mallon on May 3, 2023. A homeless man died after being placed in a chokehold for 15 minutes by a passenger on a New York subway train Monday, according to reports. Footage captured by passenger and freelance journalist Juan Alberto Vasquez shows 30-year-old Jordan Neely on the train floor with his head wrapped in the arms of a person the New York Post reported is a Marine Corps veteran. The incident happened at around 2:30 p.m. Monday. Vasquez told the outlet that Neely barged on the train and began acting erratically. He started screaming in an aggressive manner, Vasquez told the Post. He said he had no food, he had no drink, that he was tired and doesn't care if he goes to jail. He started screaming all these things, took off his jacket, a black jacket that he had, and threw it on the ground. Neely reportedly has a history of mental health issues and prior arrests for assault and disorderly conduct, law enforcement told the Post. But according to Vasquez, Neely had not physically attacked anyone before the 24-year-old intervened. The footage shows two other passengers constraining Neely, who was flailing his arms. After Neely stopped moving, the passengers continued to hold him for an additional 50 seconds. During that time, one of the men, who looked to be holding Neely's arms, said the other passenger was not squeezing no more. The conductor called 911 once the train reached Broadway Lafayette Street/Bleecker Street station, Vasquez told the Post. EMS were unable to revive him. On his Facebook page, Lucius de Nueva York Vasquez said passengers had called the police when the incident occurred, but they did not arrive until after. The 24-year-old was taken into custody, but later released, per the Post. The police have not ruled the death a homicide, nor does the passenger currently face charges. This incident comes 4 months after Governor Kathy Hochul, DNY, and New York City Mayor Eric Adams, D., announced the second lowest level of transit crime in any January since 1993. Related, insane driver plows through sidewalk to evade NYPD.